you have the chance to win a Spring Super Sweeps from LAist. Donate $60 for one entry to win a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Check out all the other prizes too when you donate now at laist.com/sweeps.
I'm Tracy Thomas, host of One for the Books, a live literary event series from LAist. We are back with guests, author Amanda Montell, and actor Bella Lavelle. You can find us on May 15th at the Crawford Family Forum. Tickets at laist.com/events.
LAist Studios.
Today on the LA Report, LA County District Attorney George Gascon won only a quarter of the vote in the March 5th primary election. It was good enough to make the November primary, but is it a sign his criminal justice reform efforts are doomed? We have a report. Struggling to apply for financial aid so you can go to college? California is giving you a few more weeks to get through that glitchy FAFSA online form. And we'll tell you why the college course titled Bad Bunny and Resistance in Puerto Rico fills up lecture halls at Loyola Marymount. It's Tuesday, March 26th. I'm Nick Roman. This is the LA Report from LAist 89.3. Criminal justice reform advocates in Los Angeles County remain optimistic about their movement, despite the poor showing in the March 5th primary election turned in by one of their most prominent leaders. Our story from LA's civics and democracy correspondent Frank Stoltz.
District Attorney George Gascon won just 25% of the vote and was forced into a runoff with former federal prosecutor Nathan Hochman, a one-time Republican who has promised to reverse Gascon's policies. Criminal justice reform advocates say they're still hopeful the DA will win re-election in November when the electorate is younger and more progressive. And in a sign that criminal justice reform has become a part of the political conversation, nearly all of Gascon's challengers gave a nod to the need for reform, including Hochman. For LAist 89.3, I'm Frank Stoltz.
Governor Gavin Newsom has signed a bill to give California students one more month to apply for financial aid through the website for the updated FAFSA, the Free Application for Federal Student Aid. That's the universal application for students looking for help to pay for college. The updated version has been glitchy, and it's put many students behind. But LAist reporter Julia Barraja says the FAFSA extension in California could glitch other parts of the admissions process.
California students now have until May 2nd to submit their paperwork, but submitting the application is just the first step. The U.S. Department of Ed has to review the forms, then send them off to colleges and state agencies, and some students may need to make corrections. To make sure funding remains available, U.S. Secretary of Education Miguel Cardona has asked colleges to push back their aid deadlines. The UC and CSUs have also given incoming first-year students until May 15th to accept admission offers. For LAist 89.3, I'm Julia Barajas.
Well, you wouldn't know it by today's sunny skies, but a slow-moving storm system is headed our way. LAist reporter McKenna Sievertson says it figures to change your plans for an outdoor Easter egg hunt.
The winds will likely pick up Thursday, but the National Weather Service doesn't expect them to be as bad as last week. But more rain will move in on Friday. Most areas will see 1 to 3 inches, with the mountains and foothills getting up to 6 inches. Now, there's a chance the rainfall totals could double. That's not very likely, but meteorologists say it's something to keep in mind. This storm is also expected to bring a lot of fresh snow. Wrightwood could get up to a foot. To top it all off, there's a small risk of thunderstorms, at least until the system moves out of the region by Monday. I'm McKenna Sievertson.
By the way, Caltrans says more rocks and dirt have tumbled down onto Topanga Canyon Boulevard in the Santa Monica Mountains above Malibu. It's been closed for days. It's going to stay closed longer. Also, more rain this weekend could mean more rocks and dirt on Topanga Canyon Boulevard, maybe more mud. When we come back, AT&T wants to end landline telephone service in California. Will the state let that happen? That's next.
The LAist Spring Super Sweeps is happening now. You can win amazing prizes while supporting your source for local, fact-based journalism.
One lucky grand prize winner will get to choose a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Other prizes include an electric bike from Juice Bikes and $1,000 gas gift cards. Your donation of $60 gets you one entry to win. And the more you give, the more entries you get. Donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.
LAist has a new live event series with the James Beard Foundation. We Are Where We Eat will go behind the scenes of some of your favorite LA restaurants to find out how and why they do what they do. I'm Austin Cross. Join me for the first event where we'll explore how restaurants help make a neighborhood and we'll all have something delicious to eat afterwards. It's May 22nd at the Crawford. Get your tickets now at LAist.com/events.
This is the LA Report. I'm Nick Roman. Hundreds of thousands of Californians could lose their landline telephones if state regulators allow AT&T to shut down the service. Details from LA's digital equity reporter, Nareda Moreno.
AT&T is trying to get out of its legal obligation to be a carrier of last resort in California. That requires it to offer basic phone service to anyone who requests it. But now, after 25 years, the company is asking the state for permission to phase out its copper-based landline network. Advocates say the move could hurt some of the state's most vulnerable residents. That includes older adults, people with disabilities, and other groups impacted by the digital divide. A final decision will be announced in the coming months.
LA's reporter Nareda Moreno, we have a link you can use to have your say on landline phone service in California. Check it out. And Nareda's story, too, at LAist.com. You know, we had said we're expecting clouds each night this week, but if the clouds stay away long enough, you might get a once-in-a-lifetime chance to see the 12P Pons Brooks Comet. Sometimes it's called the Devil Comet. It's a ball of icy dust and rocks. It's about 10 miles wide. You might be able to see it tonight around 8 o'clock if the clouds cooperate. 12P Pons Brooks hasn't been seen since 1954. Its elliptical orbit brings it around every 71 years. It's cryovolcanic, which means it occasionally erupts when solar radiation hits the magma core. When that happens, the cloud of icy dust around 12P Pons Brooks appears brighter than usual. You have until April 2nd to see the Devil Comet. For the past year, Loyola Marymount University has offered a class titled Bad Bunny and Resistance in Puerto Rico. Lots of students sign up to take it. LA's higher education correspondent Adolfo Guzman Lopez wanted to find out what makes that class so engaging.
Through his lyrics and videos, Puerto Rican singer Bad Bunny bends the lines between gender, sexuality, and race. And that hooks students, says Professor Vanessa Diaz.
My students' generation are much more likely to identify as queer or non-binary or kind of fluid in these different ways.
The hook, she says, leads to discussions about colonialism, violence, and politics, both on the island and here. I'm Adolfo Guzman Lopez.
Thanks for listening to the LA Report. I'm Nick Roman. Be sure to listen again tomorrow morning when Suzanne Watley brings you the LA Report AM edition. The LA Report is produced by Libby Rainey and Tiffany Ujiye. Megan Garvey is the executive editor. Catherine Mailhouse, our director of content development. Our engineer, Tui Mao. Original music by Scott Kelly. You can read more about our stories at LAist.com. You can also listen live anytime on the LAist app or on the radio at 89.3 FM. You know, listeners like you help make the LA Report possible, so please donate at LAist.com/join. This podcast is supported by Gordon and Donna Crawford, who believe quality journalism makes Southern California a better place to live.
Hi, I'm Tracy Thomas, host of One for the Books, and we are back for another round.
This is clearly an NPR audience.
Yeah, I think they're so smart. What the hell?
My guests this time are actor Vella Lavelle and author Amanda Montell, whose new book, The Age of Magical Overthinking, is out now. Join us on May 15th at the Crawford Family Forum for book talk, trivia, and hot takes. Tickets can be found at LAist.com/events.